McLean County Republican Party Chair Chuck Erickson is in the hot seat over a Facebook post that sided with President Trump and his widely denounced both sides remarks on Charlottesville. Erickson spent this morning trying to clarify what he said on Facebook, even as other local Republicans criticized his comments. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke to Erickson and several other Republicans this morning. He is here in studio to help unpack this for us.
Well, last night, the McLean County Republican Party's Facebook page at around 7 o'clock posted about a one-paragraph statement about what happened in Charlottesville. And the part that people are concerned about is that it blamed some of the counter-protesters in part for the violence that we saw in Charlottesville, instead of putting the focus squarely on, you know, the white supremacists who were really at the core of that event. It cited Trump's comments on this. And there's a pretty quick backlash. By this morning, so 12 hours later, there was already 100 comments on the post. It was spreading very quickly. It was going viral in every sense of the word. And that surprised Chuck Erickson, who is the chair of the McLean County Republican Party. He tried to issue a clarifying statement this morning. It was a lengthier statement denouncing the KKK and Nazis and white supremacists. But it still held on to that notion that the left, the counter-protesters on the left, were still partly responsible.
I think it went viral, and I think there were a lot of misrepresentations in the comments about what was said and what are the views of the McLean County Republican Party. And so I felt that that needed to be corrected.
Who did write the post?
That was Chuck Erickson. So he is, in addition to being the McLean County Republican Party chair, he's also on the county board. And he's the spokesman for the party. He doesn't need to run these messages through the party's executive committee. It's not like they floated this around to a bunch of people last night and they all signed off on it and it was posted. It sounds like it was a one-man show. He has direct access to that Facebook page. And, you know, he personally comments on the post himself as opposed to the party. So it appears to be Chuck.
How are other Republicans reacting?
The range of reaction is, you know, from disappointment to shock. That reaction started coming in very quickly, first on Facebook. You saw local elected officials like Jason Chambers, the state's attorney, chiming in saying that it was wrong. I spoke to a handful of folks this morning, local Republicans, some elected office, some not, about what they thought of all this. And I think state's attorney Jason Chambers summed it up pretty well.
I'll be honest, I'm at a loss for words on a lot of things on this. I normally am not. I think most people who know me know that I'm not normally at a loss for words. But if there's a debate or hedging over whether or not the Nazis or the KKK are bad, I'm not gonna stand there along with saying that.
Even members of the McLean County Republican Party's executive committee, so part of their top leadership, are disappointed in this. A normal town council member, Scott Preston, was one of them.
You know, I perceived the initial Facebook post last night the same way that many people did, was quite disappointed, to say the least, by how I perceived it. I do know Chuck, and I believe he certainly did not intend for it to come out how a lot of people, I think, perceived it.
Who all is on the executive committee?
So it's a range of people. Scott Preston, as you heard from the Normal Town Council, is one of them, even though those positions are nonpartisan. George Wendt from the McLean County Board would be another. Interestingly, yesterday I was looking at the list of executive committee members on the party's website. This is last night. And there was the list of those members. This morning when I went to check that page was no longer on the site. That list was not publicly accessible.
Why is that?
That's a good question. I asked Chuck, and he said he doesn't have access to make changes to the site like that. And, you know, the two people who do, he wouldn't give me their names, but said that others do have access to it. He didn't know why that change was made. Still trying to get to the bottom of that, but I found it interesting because I think someone would think that a lot of executive committee members would be called by the media today to get their feedback on what had been posted. So that page disappearing overnight was interesting to me.
Or the public might be calling them.
Correct.
That's GLT's digital content director Ryan Denham reporting today on the McLean County Republican Party's controversial Facebook post last night. More on the story, including Erickson's full clarifying statement from this morning, on our website, wglt.org.